Ay, caramba, what a 48 hours it has been. I got to begin my day in Meta, North Carolina, 45 feet up on top of a warehouse roof. And as I'm walking around trying to get my bearings and orientations to the grid lines of the building, I'm standing on a 2-to-1 slope roof, a 1-to-2 slope roof, or however you want to look at it, which isn't all that terribly bad. And it's a metal deck roof, and the deck slants away from the center of the building. And I'm standing, looking, and I suddenly realize I'm moving. And I'm moving rather quickly towards the edge of the building. I realize that in my boots, I had accidentally, without meaning to, stepped on top of roofing material, which is basically tiny little pieces of styrofoam balls underneath of my feet. And as I accelerated to what was a good jogging pace and realized I was about to take a face dive into the earth, I did the only thing that I knew how to do and sat down and stopped. And that was when I lit a cigarette. On a job you're not supposed to smoke on, but too bad. You're tuned into, listening to, getting around the block, slapping the dog naked, reading the neighbor's mail, eating your neighbor's sandwich, trying not to fall 45 feet to your death, and wondering whose panties you've got on with the world's greatest radio station ever. 90.7 FM WUBT Blacksburg VA. My name is Zai, and this is The Money Shot. On you, in you, at you, all over you. Every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight. I don't pull out until the mission is accomplished. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or requests, call somebody who gives a rat's ass. But if you want to talk to me, it's 540-231-988888. On your touchstone dial-up cellular or land-based line phone, I strongly recommend using a land-based line because they still need a warrant to tap that. In other words, go and find the local gas station in the middle of nowhere in the dead of night and give me a ring. Looking to brush up on your dating skills before Valentine's Day? Dating Dr. David Coleman will be presenting in Haymarket Theater and Squires Student Center on January the 26th at 7 p.m. At this event, he will be handing out relationship advice and cues to look for in a potential mate. If you want to come to a dating service before that, come to mine, where I'll tell you, don't do it. Celibacy really is worth it. 90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA, reminding you that romance, like love, is nothing more than a gamble. Because while it may make you feel like, at one point, it makes you feel like, the next. That's just the way it is, baby.
Well, I got the lover that thrilled me so. You know, she knows how to rock and roll. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. She's a tough lover, woo. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover, uh-huh. But when she kisses me, I get a thrill. And when she does that wiggle, I can't get still. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. She's a tough lover, woo. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover, uh-huh. 7 sisters, got nothing on them. Talk about love, she's fast as a wind. Well, people don't talk about, she got me fixed. It ain't hoodoo, it's just that twist. And she's the greatest love I ever come to pass. Someone ain't got a half of a chance to make you laugh, make you cry. She's so tough, she make a Venus come alive. She can do anything that she wanna do. Step on Jesse James's blue suede shoes. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. She's a tough lover, woo. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover. She got me fixed. It ain't hoodoo, it's just that twist. Which is the greatest love I ever come to pass. Someone ain't got a half of a chance to make you laugh, make you cry. She's so tough, she make a fetus come alive. She can do anything that you wanna do. Step on Jesse James's blue suede shoes. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. She's a tough lover, woo. She's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover, uh-huh. You got the lover that don't wanna love rock. Just pop inside the head.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin? Violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah, somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is. And real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like somebody rubbing rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things, too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every, like, beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties.
And that's too bad.
That all sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged us for typewriters. They be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
Sure, I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well. Gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese praters.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I gotta drive.
We'll be right back.
my pants and I need to dance. Come on, down. Got in my pants and I need to dance. So big fat mama, come and give me a chance. Hey, take me over. Going to the bridge. Take me over. Going to the bridge.
A pretty face, oh, what a gorgeous bite. Bum 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 b
Little Barry, I'll never be the one, baby. I still don't know what they're talking about, but I won't be it either. Or maybe I will. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. Sounds like Pee-wee Herman, doesn't it? This is the pen that I bought 15 minutes before my bike was stolen. Why? What's the significance? I don't know. One of the greatest movies ever. Speaking of greatest things ever, you are tuned into, listening to, getting around the block, slapping the dog naked, reading the neighbor's mail, eating your coworker's sandwich, trying to find out what that funny smell is, and whose underwear you got on with the world's greatest radio station ever and ever and ever. 90.7 FM, Blacksburg, VA. Woo! WUVTFM. My name is Zai, and this is The Money Shot. At you, in you, on you, all over you every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight, leaving you with something you may want to wipe off, or you may want to save till later. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or requests, you should know the number by now. But if you don't, it's 540-231-WITH-IT. Like I said, you just heard Little Barry and Be the One off of their We Are Little Barry album. Before that, with much love and remembrance going out to the king himself, King George Sly and the Family Stone, M'lady. I'm going to miss George. He's taking a semester off from doing it, and he and I have been doing shows back-to-back now for probably close to a decade or something. I don't know. It's been a while. I am the prince, the unofficial, self-proclaimed prince of the funk nation. But George is and always will be the king. So whenever I play Sly, I am playing it to his honor, always. James Brown before that with I Got Ants in My Pants and I Wanna Dance. The Soul Providers gave you some Down at Home before that. The Soul Creations gave you the funky jive and got it going there with Cool in the Gang and Love the Life You Live. Right after, Nick Curran and the Lowlifes with their cover of Etta James' song, Tough Lover. I'll be playing some more of them later because they have some really awesome love songs, if you will. Speaking of love, don't forget that there are simple steps you too can take to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STD transmission. Using condoms and dental jams greatly reduces your risk of pregnancy and disease when used correctly. Condoms and dental jams can shield you from unwanted diseases. Safe sex can save your life. What is a dental dam, Zai? This is the first I've heard of it. If you want to find out, meet me in a dark alley in the dead of night. 90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA, reminding you to wrap up tonight. It's going to be a cold one. And I know everybody's getting ready to be done with school and yada, 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 but please be safe out there. Don't want to be doing anything dumb just before you graduate or move on and all that good stuff. So please remember, tonight, tomorrow night, and in the future, do not drink and drive. It's just a bad idea all the way around. So that's my little personal public service announcement. And speaking of driving, if you got to do it, find somebody to give you a ride. Who's sober? And put this one on. A little bit of the Pimps of Joy time for those of you out here who know who they are. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
all blowing, and everybody did the bump. But all the time, Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question. Shaking, no grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping, the crowd had formed a ring. Our sisters yelled, "Boogie Bertha, do your thing!" For your information, Bertha had three sisters: Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
When Bertha
no question.
three German white dudes could be so funky. Oh. That's right. I dare you not to get it stuck in your head. Yes, you just heard Syrup with their song Discontinue. The Meters before that with Groovy Lady. Had the Jimmy Castor group before that with the Birth of Butt Boogie. The Pimps of Joy Time got it going. Started with a long, long ride off their high stepping album. You are tuned into, listening to Getting Around the Block, Slapping the Dog Naked, and all that groovy stuff while dressed up like Minnie Pearl in a pair of high heels with the world's greatest radio station ever, 90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA. My name is Zai. This is The Money Shot at you and you on you all over you every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight. Not pulling out until the mission is accomplished. And this is the time in the evening where it's time to warn some of you. So here we go. If you are so young and so innocent that you're still wearing diapers and not just for fun, you need to be given your proper amounts of Robitussin, NyQuil, Dimetapp, Benadryl, rum, gin, vodka, whiskey, whatever it is that your parents used and placed in your sleeping apartments. Those of you out there who are so old that you think that Libya, Obama, and Syria are something to do with breakfast cereals and bananas, you need to be given your proper amounts of medication and placed in your sleeping containers. Those of you out there who are members of the right-wing Christian coalition, you shouldn't be listening to this station anyway. You should be all finding your spirit. We ain't got nothing but soul here, brothers and sisters. For the rest of you out there with an adult and discerning mind, a certain sense of humor, and, well, quite frankly, nothing better to do, this is the part where I warn you that music coming up may or may not contain strong and or suggestive language and or adult listener content. Therefore, adult listener discretion is strongly recommended from this point forward. All righty then. Now that's out of the way. Everybody can stretch on out. Reach up in the sky and really get a feel for it. All right, let's get together with about, 15 or 20 people that you just met, maybe four or five that you already know, and somebody with a video camera and a spray gun full of whipped cream. Let's hop in a circle, drop trowel, and let's play Musical Faces. You know what to do when the music stops.
Run, 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 run